This past March, the SPCA, acting on a tip, recovered 7 dogs and a puppy with various levels of scarring and injury from a Roma Avenue address. Thursday morning, Erie County District Attorney John Flynn announced an arrest.
Today, Joshua Mack was arraigned. He was arraigned on 4 felony counts and on 4 misdemeanor counts. There were 3 dogs that we were able to identify as being specifically part of this dog fighting ring. So there's a felony count for each dog and also a misdemeanor count for each dog. And there's also a felony count for the paraphernalia and a misdemeanor count for the paraphernalia as well.
Mack pleaded not guilty and posted bail. He'll be back in court next month and is ordered not to possess any animals during this case. Flynn would not identify the exact paraphernalia taken from Roma Avenue, but he says they may include in similar cases items such as scales, chains, and treadmills, equipment to shelter and train dogs to fight. SPCA spokesperson Gina Browning says the dogs retrieved in March were treated by the SPCA and are now in an undisclosed location.
We're talking about dogs who are trained in many cases to kill. They're trained to bite a certain way. They're trained to attack a certain way. They are taught to do this by using other animals as bait. So we're talking about something that really is vicious. And yes, many times it is to the death because that's when you win.
Browning says the previous school of thought was that dogs trained to fight could not be rehabbed and were euthanized. But research since has found that on a case-by-case basis, many can and have been saved. She would not comment on the prospects for these dogs, explaining that is part of the ongoing investigation. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.